Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to JK Paper's Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by IDBI Capital Markets & Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Archana Gude. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome Shri A.S. Mehta, sir, President and Director, and Shri Veerappan K.R., sir, CFO, and other team members of JK Paper Limited, and I thank them for giving us this opportunity to host the earnings call. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, Mehta Ji.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Ashok, can you talk?
Welcome all for this investor conference call for Q1 2022-23. We already uploaded our investor presentation for Q1 2022-23. We can start with some opening remarks of Mr. A.S. Mehta and can directly take questions for this session. Sir, I request you to maybe you can briefly update about the Q1 performance and then.
Okay. Thank you, Ashok, and thank you, Veerappan, and everybody. Wherever you want to pitch in, you can just pitch in. Briefly, I would talk about what has been the quarter and what is the outlook, and thereafter, if you have any question, you can ask the question one by one. This quarter has been a better quarter from different perspectives. One is that from manufacturing perspective, our plants operated much better compared to last year the same quarter and also the preceding quarter. Odisha plant, Telangana plant and Gujarat plant, all the three plant operations were good, quite efficient. Of course, we took an annual shut in this quarter at our Odisha facility because after the COVID, this was now the time available for us for annual shut, which we did in May end and June first week. That was close to 10 days annual shut, which normally we take once a year. Other than that, the plant operations were quite efficient and good. Our Gujarat facility, where we commissioned our new packaging board line, pulp mill and also the other utilities, very happy to share with you that we already achieved 90% of our new board machine and close to 100% of the new pulp mill at Gujarat facility. From that new board mill, the volume came up in this quarter, and that is why you would see that the turnover doubled, more than doubled. The two factors, again, the volumetric growth close to 82% and the price realization and also the mix change, which gave us something around 20%+. That is how the turnover doubled. The raw material cost and some pulp cost and also the commodity prices and also the chemical cost, the input cost has gone up. Energy prices have been very high this quarter again. Those were factors influencing the cost increases, but at the same time, as I said, that the NSR has gone up. We could pass on the cost increases in the market on the robust demand outlook. The margin we could maintain, rather we could improve our margin to some extent. On the same margin at a double the volume has resulted in the significant increase in our operating profit. Also, our finance cost has been much lower because of some gain also. That is the reason that our PAT is higher by close to 150% compared to last year, the same quarter, and also much higher compared to the preceding quarter. As far as the outlook, if I talk, outlook remains strong on the different categories of paper. It's writing printing paper, office paper, and packaging boards. The new education policy and also the full-fledged working in the offices are driving the demand for the writing printing and cut-size paper. The FMCG sector, pharma sector, and also now the food sector. I mean, all these sectors are doing very well. So on that front, the packaging board demand is fairly robust, and in fact, the new capacity has fully been absorbed in the market, our new capacity, when I'm saying. And also the export market is fairly remunerative. So part volume is also going in the export market. So this is all the outlook I see for 2 months. As far as the cost is concerned, I would say that broadly the cost is now at a stable level. Some cost has come down, but there are some other cost increases are still there. But the energy cost, I don't see any respite for this current quarter. Thereafter, maybe some respite. So this is all about. Now we can...
Ashnaji, that we can now open for that question answer, so that it will be better to directly take the questions and to answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is in the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, sir, and congrats for a good set of numbers. So I just wanted to check, I mean, as we said that we are able to pass on the entire cost increase in the market.
There is a lot of echo. And not able to hear clearly.
So now it's proper?
Shed better.
Yeah. So, sir, as you said that we are able to pass on the cost increase in the market given the strong demand. So, I mean, are we booked for the entire year in terms of volume? I mean, I just wanted to understand the long-term contract and the spot-term contract. Because if I look at the normal, if I look at the last 3 quarters or 3 years numbers, our gross profit margin gets picked in first quarter and then probably it subsides in the subsequent quarters. So I just wanted to know your view on the same.
Okay. See, in the paper industry, the contracts, we don't have the long-term contracts. Certainly there are understandings with some of the people that, this is what going to be the volume and this is what, their requirement may be. But there are no formal long-term contracts for the volume. So this is one part on the contract part. But as I said that the outlook is strong. So, we are not worried on the volume part. Whatever we are able to produce from our plant, the market is there. So this is one part. As far as your question is that the Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, the volume volatility is always there in the paper industry because the Q1, slightly after the month of May, the offices and the high courts and all other things, so the office paper demand comes down. The second quarter, slightly from August, it is down for the printing sector. The third quarter is the third quarter when I'm talking, it is October to December, fiscal year third quarter, is considered good for writing printing, good for office paper, but part of the quarter for packaging board, there is some downward because the festival and all other things are over in the month of October or mid-November. And the last quarter is better for office paper, better for printing, and also reasonably for packaging board, but this has been the traditionally the trend. But this year, I don't see this trend. I mean, there may be many reasons, because in the first quarter, we have not seen a downward trend of demand in case of office paper, which normally used to be. So it was fairly strong for whole of the quarter. Q2, I don't see any impact in the printing sector, which earlier we used to see. Because right now also the printing sector demand is huge and very, very good traction for the paper demand. So at this point of time, I would not say that there will be a major volatility as far as the quarterly trends are concerned for this fiscal year.
So sir, that sounds right, because I mean, as you rightly pointed out, if we don't see any impact in the 2Q because of printing paper, so is it fair to assume that we won't see a significant impact on the gross margins as a gross profit margin as well in the coming quarter?
See, as I said, that when the demand and outlook is good, there should not be a major impact on the profit margin. If there is a cost, I mean, the cost, we should be able to pass it on.
Okay. And sir, one more question and I'll come in the queue again. So you said that the export market is remunerative. So, I mean, can you help us in terms of what was the export contribution to overall revenue and what is the margin difference between the export and the domestic market?
See, right now our export, the volume is close to 8 to 10%. I mean, it depends on the domestic market demand. So right now, since the domestic market is fairly strong, so we have reduced it. At one point of time, we were as high as 15% of the total volume, but we have managed it at something around 8% to 10%. And in going forward also, in coming months, we may restrict it to 5 to 8% because the domestic market is fairly strong. See, it's not a question of the margin in the export. Export prices are remunerative and they are as good as the domestic prices. But our commitment to the domestic customer is much more critical, and that is why our priority to the domestic market is number one.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue again. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from L&T Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations for such a solid quarter. So just one thing, you just mentioned that the demand continues to remain strong. In this quarter, on a volume basis, we were more or less flat versus your Q4 of last year. Entering Q2, you think that volume will get better on a quarter-on-quarter basis since the demand has continued to remain strong and pricing is also strong?
Yes, I would say, as I said, that when you compare the volume or the total top line for Q4 to Q1, in fact, as I said, that the Q1, this time we took annual shut. So despite 10 days annual shut, I mean, this is the volume. So now you can think of that in Q2, when there is no going to be annual shut. So certainly the volume is going to be higher.
Okay. And sir, on an average, for these three main categories that we operate in, uncoated, coated, and virgin fiber, how much was the price increase on an average that we have witnessed in this quarter?
See, as I said, that compared to previous year, the same quarter, the average NSR increase is close to 20%.
Okay, and entering Q2, you think that the prices have remained steady so far? Because I guess July and August has also witnessed quite a bit of price hike by many players globally as well as in India.
See, now the global prices of pulp and paper, they are fairly, I mean, I would say they're stable at this level. And also, we don't foresee a major input cost rise. So there is no reason for a major price correction at this point of time. Yes, minor price changes, minor price correction, and also the mix change would impact the NSR, impact NSR in the sense in a positive sense, maybe shared better. But otherwise, I don't foresee any major price correction in coming months.
Okay, sir. So, sir, if we assume a better mix and no a normalized cost environment with power and fuel and everything else, you think that our margins can increase from here also?
I would say that, see, we need to understand the industry has been operating at 20 to 24% operating margin for many years. And at that operating level, the industry used to have a ROC of close to 12 to 14%, depending on the capital structure and other things. So operating at 30% margin or 30% plus margin is a decent margin. And if you are able to maintain this, that would be very healthy. So, in fact, I don't foresee a measure of further improvement in the margin, but the top line improvement and also the volume improvement per se should give us absolute increase in the operating profit as well as the net profit. And we should be happy and satisfied on this front.
Great, sir. No, this is extremely reassuring, to be very honest with you, considering how the industry dynamic is played and how JK Paper has been performing. So yeah, that is extremely reassuring, sir. And just last two data keeping questions.
Mr. Shah, may we request that you return to the question queue for the participants waiting for their turn?
Sure, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on good numbers.
Mr. Lalwani, can you speak a bit louder? You're sounding very soft.
Hello, is it better now?
Much better, thank you.
Yeah, so as you mentioned that you don't foresee any correction in paper prices in the next, in the immediate time, how do you view the situation on dumping through imports? So if you can give any sense from that. And on the coal, you mentioned in the last quarter that we are getting only linkage coal in the Sirpur facility and we're buying from outside in the other two plants. So has that situation improved as of now?
Okay. See, as far as the dumping is concerned, I would say that very small quantity is coming as an import in the country right now, because the domestic prices and international prices are more or less at its par. So the people are finding no reason to import sizable quantities and substantial quantities except the coated paper, because the coated paper traditionally 50-60% has been imported in India, and it will continue because the availability of coated paper in India from domestic manufacturing is limited. Other product categories, we don't find a major import is taking place because the domestic prices are maybe slightly lower than the landed cost of imported products. So there's no reason for people to import the paper. So there's no, right now there's no dumping, right now. So that's not a concern at this point of time. Also, from 1st of October, the import monitoring mechanism, when it will be in place by Government of India, and there will be some kind of a restriction on the wrong practices being followed by the importers. So that's a good thing for the paper industry, and it will help. So this is on dumping. As far as the coal, your second question was on the coal. I would say that compared to last quarter, and compared to the month of April and May, and also July, June, I think there is a minor improvement in the situation, and the availability of the coal from our Coal India and their subsidiaries, it has slightly improved, but we will still remain dependent on the imported coal in time to come. But I would say that the cost which I have seen in the quarter one, it has slightly come down, or it may remain at the same level.
Right, sir. That was useful. So you mentioned that the domestic prices are slightly lower than the global prices. So how much would that difference be? And that is on account of what, if you could give the reason for that. And lastly, you mentioned in your initial comment that we had a gain in our finance cost, and also our tax rates are lower. So any explanation on these two numbers, please?
See, the prices, your first question on the difference in the prices of landed cost of imported product and the domestic prices, I would say it's with the different product categories, the difference is a different one. Let's say the office paper, I would say that the people are talking about the landed cost of a copier paper, something around 85-90 rupees per kg, whereas the domestic prices would be close to 76-80. So that's the price difference. The packaging board, I would say the difference would be close to 3-4 rupees per kg. Coated, there's no point in comparing. The writing and printing other paper, the difference may be 1 or 2 rupees. So this is the price difference. And the difference or the lower price is because I would say that predominantly we are integrated players. So our prices are not driven based on the market pulp, because globally there may be number of players, those who are not integrated players. So their product prices or a paper prices will depend on the pulp prices. Whereas in our case, it will not be entirely on the pulp prices. It will be based on the demand supply scenario and also the landed cost of imported products.
Regarding that interest, what you have mentioned, that there is a saving on that, our derivative structures, whatever we have taken, because since our ECB loans are in euro, so we have gained in terms of that restatement, as well as the derivative structures what we have taken on that also we have gained in this quarter. And also there is some rate reduction in our existing term loans that has come into this quarter. So there is a substantial gain in this quarter which has come.
And as far as the tax rate is concerned, it is because in case of consolidated results, the lower tax rate is because we have the unabsorbed business losses of Sirpur, so, and we are not subjected to tax on the Sirpur income. So that's the reason.
Right, sir. That was useful. If you could give the number for the accumulated losses, that will be my last question.
It may not be necessary at this point of time, and we don't want to disclose at this stage how much is the accumulated losses, but right now, we still have some accumulated losses.
Okay. Right. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. Sir, as far as margins are concerned, so while we were always already operating on more than 100% capacity since last 2-3 quarters already, so I believe this is more to do with probably this packaging board contribution as well as Sirpur mill better capacity utilization. And if that were true, which, you know, your margins in packaging board is less than the copier paper, etc., so how that margin is improved? So if my assumption is right, can you just clarify this doubt of mine?
See, you are right, but the packaging board margin is also improving, because when you utilize 90-95% of your packaging board capacity and there is some price correction, so there also the margin improvement has taken place in packaging board. But of course, yes, it is lower than the writing printing paper. But the margin in copier has further improved. So that is why as a company as a whole, the writing printing paper, office paper, their improved margins has contributed for a company level margin improvement and stabilization.
Okay. And sir, this our wood procurement, you know, there has been significant jump from 32,000 approximately acres to 45,000 acres. So this, of course, it will take its own time to get this benefit. So last 5 years, if I see our trend of the number of acres is around whatever 25,000-30,000 acres. So do you believe with this increased capacity and this per hectare increase which has happened just last year, so would there be a couple of years where we would be short of our requirement as far as the wood pulp is concerned, or it's enough?
No. We will not be short because for our capacity of total pulping, in fact, 15,000 to 18,000 hectares of plantation is good enough.
Okay.
But we are doing more than that. I mean, I'm saying 15,000 to 18,000 hectares. So when you convert into acres, to my mind, it would be close to 30,000 to 35,000 acres of plantation is good enough. And also because now the productivity has gone up, so that's good enough. But we do purposely hire because 100% the planted wood, you cannot guarantee that you will receive because the farmers can sell to other players or for the other application also. So purposely, we do close to 35% or 40% additional plantation so that we don't foresee any difficulty in our sourcing. So right now also, we are not foresee any difficulty in going forward. Our effort will always be to do over 40,000 acres of plantation so that we don't face the problem of sourcing.
Okay, great. Sir, regarding this interest cost, you mentioned there is some rate reduction. So in this rising interest rate scenario, what is the rate reduction, if you can explain? And with this sizable cash flow that we have generated and we will continue to probably generate going forward, is there any change in some debt repayment plans? So what's our net debt and what is the debt repayment schedule for this 2020 to 2023?
So rate reduction in two fronts, that one is regarding that even the short-term also, that kind of instruments which we are raising, there is a reduction in that also, that whatever that commercial paper, other things, and as well as in the long terms also, that whatever that existing rate, that is spread, other things on the interest reset date, we are renegotiating. Within the term loan also, we are getting some good line in as a FCNR, fully converted, fully hedged line. So there are various kind of innovative things we have done on the interest rate front. So this is a mix of that.
Okay. And this net debt and.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Doshi. May we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah. I'm just asking for my balance question answer.
Sir, there are participants waiting for their turn. May you come back in the queue?
Okay.
Thank you.
Business.
The next question is from the line of Nirav Seksaria from Living Roots Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bharat here. Sir, a couple of questions. I want to understand that you're already operating at good capacity across all your units. I think in the new one, you mentioned you're at 85%. But is there scope to ramp up volumes further from here?
Of course. See, as I said, that the Q1, we had an annual shut. So now, the rest of the month, there should not be any shut for the 10 days at Odisha facility. So we'll give the additional volume. That is one part. Sirpur, we have been operating at 80-85%. So there's scope to go up at least 90-95%. And the new board facility, we have been operating at 90%. And ideally, we should run at 100% or plus. So there is a good scope to further improve the volume.
Correct. So when you are increasing your capacity in this particular segment, you don't want to put, you're not basically putting, going to put in any CapEx to increase your volumes from here, correct? Whatever CapEx is there, you're going to utilize further.
There's no need of putting a CapEx. I mean, please understand and appreciate that only last year we put.
Right, of course.
Crore of a CapEx and also something around 50 to 60 crore at the Sirpur paper mill. No question of any additional CapEx for at least 2-3 years for the volume. It is better that we utilize that capacity fully and in a more optimum manner to extract the volume.
So is it correct to understand that you're generating good cash flow right now? Is it correct to understand that you would be repaying the debts or would you be also be distributing some dividends?
No. Dividend we have been paying. So last year we paid 55% and we will be paying dividend. But certainly, our debt repayment, there will be accelerated repayment of the debts.
Okay. So which means that from here on, from what I understand, there will be no borrowing as such. and debt levels will come down over the next couple of years since you have no CapEx plans going ahead and you want to increase volumes.
Your understanding is right. There will not be major any borrowing, and there will be more repayment to reduce the net debt position.
Right. So finally, what is the regular payment every year for the borrowings? For this year, what are the regular payments and how much more do you expect to pay back?
It will be close to 325 to 350 crore kind of repayment because new line also getting repaid starting repayment. So it will go up to 400 crore like 23-24 onwards.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurav Datta from Minerva India Underserved. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. On the BCTMP part, I wanted to understand the status of the new BCTMP mill that has come up in Songarh. Also, as far as our BCTMP use is concerned, how does the current breakdown occur between hard and soft BCTMP at this point, and any reason to believe that this mix could change going in the future?
See, the BCTMP pulp mill, we did not put up at Songarh. We put up a bleached pulp mill there, and BCTMP pulp, we are still importing, whether hardwood or a softwood. It is used close to 50% of the packaging board. It goes 50% bleached pulp and close to 50% of the BCTMP. So, right now we are importing both softwood and the hardwood, BCTMP. And we have not done anything on this. We are still working on whether to put our own BCTMP pulp mill or continue to import.
Understood. And what is the current breakdown between the usage of hard and soft BCTMP?
It depends on the product to product. I mean, it varies. And every mill to mill, it varies.
Okay. So any overall percentage, if you could give me a rough idea?
We don't disclose this kind of a breakup because it's a confidential and it's a very business call for a product to product and the sensitivity is involved. So you will appreciate that.
Understood. And secondly, wanted to understand what percentage of the paperboard that we're making would be food grade and what percentage would be non-food grade?
See, the paperboard we are producing, I would say that close to right now we are producing something around 90% would be the food grade, close to. I mean the food and pharma grade. So the pharma grade board is also food grade. Only 10% or less than 10% would be for the wedding card or some other applications where the food grade standard is not applicable, but I can tell you that whatever board we produce, this entirely can be a food grade because all the safety parameters and the measures are taken because it's a virgin pulp, no recycled paper or recycled board, the fiber is involved, and also the whatever the coating materials we use, everything is food grade.
Understood. So, just the last question quickly. Given the current currency headwinds and limited softwood availability in India, do you see some sort of a shift towards recycled paperboard versus virgin fiber, let's say, in the next 3 to 5 years from now?
No. See, the shift depends on the ultimate end product. It is not a question of availability of the softwood pulp or other things. The company, let's say FMCG or any cosmetic company, if they want to launch their product and they want to maintain the aesthetics and the premiumness, they will use the virgin board only because of the print quality, because of the touch and feel, smoothness, brightness. So that depends on the end product, not the availability of the recycled fiber or recycled paper.
Understood. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Venkatesh Subramaniam from Logic Street. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Good set of numbers and great explanations as well. So just two questions, sir, which is one on what kind of scenario do you foresee let's say for the next 2 to 3 years, broadly the kind of performance that we are delivering, is it, if nothing really upsets the apple cart, are we in a good scenario to sustain our performance, some sort of a guidance? And what kind of challenges do you foresee? Is it input costs or logistics? What is it that you think can go wrong?
So first and foremost thing that I'm afraid of giving any guidance.
Okay, sir.
Because,
don't hold you to this, sir. It can give me broad idea of how things can be if everything goes well. That's what I'm thinking.
I agree, but please understand that the regulators and the regulation in the country.
Right, sir.
You people know much more than what I know, but very hesitant to give you any guidance on this. But I can certainly give you that outlook what I have painted is for this fiscal year and going forward also. Country, the India being the good growing economy,
right,
and also a young country. Mm-hmm. Focused on education, focused on so many other things, there's no reason for a muted growth of paper, right?
Okay.
And also the developing society there is going to be a major shift in the food what we eat right now and food what we will be eating going forward, because the younger generation will more and more will use the packaged food rather than the home-cooked food.
Mm-hmm.
So when that trend will remain, the packaging board consumption will further go up.
Okay.
The pharmaceutical sector will boom, and that will provide the driver for growth for the packaging board again. The FMCG is likely to grow, so again it will provide a driver for a growth for the packaging board. So I don't foresee any major driver of degrowth. So that's one on the guidance I can say for next 2 to 3 years. And for any industry, if the demand outlook is favorable, that would be a good period for industry.
Agreed, sir. Agreed. What is our current realization, sir? Per ton?
I have no idea. I can just tell you the broad, it would be close to 70 rupees
average blended net BCC shield, it is a 75,000.
Yeah.
And compared to that, whatever the previous time corresponding period, it was 62,000.
So 75,000, isn't it? So that's probably where I'm getting it. So did you see this kind of sustainable over the next, say, couple of years?
As I said that, the global pulp and paper prices,
right,
and global energy prices, if they remain the same level,
mm-hmm,
this NSR will also be sustainable. If the energy prices comes down,
mm-hmm,
and if the commodity prices comes down, mm-hmm, and if the cost goes down,
yeah,
there's no reason to keep the same NSR.
Agreed, sir. Yeah.
So everything will depend on these two factors, energy and the commodity prices.
Right. Okay, sir. That's good enough, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. So just to follow up on the previous question, you said that NSR is at close to 75,000 rupees per ton. And you mentioned that the export market has been quite remunerative. So do you have a breakup for export and domestic NSR?
No, we don't share this NSR export and domestic. But as I said in my own way, that some product category, the domestic NSR is lower by 2-3% in different product category. So NSR is high in some product category. But it varies. It depends on the country to country, time to time. At one point of time, the export NSR was much lower and the domestic prices were higher. Right now, the export is higher compared to domestic. So it varies.
It is also the impact of that rupee depreciation also that has played in our covering export market. So we purposefully continue to do that in the export market to remain our presence and that you know, 100% only to gain or higher realization, but other strategies also, because during the COVID time that export market has really helped us to fill our plant capacity. So it is as a strategy of the company to remain present in the customer.
Alright, this second question is in the lines of Sirpur. You said we are currently at 80 to 85% capacity. So out of the current quarterly 1430 crore, how much has come from Sirpur? And if you can share the NSR for Sirpur as a standalone entity, what would that be?
See, the turnover, when you see the quarterly turnover, close to 200 crores comes from Sirpur. And that you can also see from standalone and a consolidated the results. So it's a close to 200 crores. It's close to 200. I mean, maybe plus minus some amount. And the NSR for the product, the same product manufactured at Sirpur and our own mill is a more or less on the same line, because the quality of product from the Sirpur is now as good as the product coming from our JK mills.
All right. That's it from my end. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Harish Shah from L&D Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again, sir. So just two, three things. You did mention that there will be no significant capex in next 2 years since we have only done it. Are we going to do any small capex for debottlenecking any of the capacities?
Oh, so that will always continue. And as you have seen that every year, without any major capex, 2-3%, 4% volume, we increase from our existing facilities, and that's only by debottlenecking. So that will continue. That will continue.
And how much are we doing on job work basis currently?
What job work? We don't do anything job work right now.
Okay.
I mean, we produce our own.
Okay, sir. And just last question, sir. One data keeping. As on Q1, what is the debt and cash that we have on our books?
On a consolidated level, we have around 2,572 crores of debt and cash equivalent around 918 crores.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
2,572 crores of total debt we have on a consolidated basis. On a standalone basis, on a consolidated basis, we have 3,035 crores.
And cash?
Cash will be around 900 to 1,000 crores.
Okay, 900 to 1,000 crore of cash on a consolidated basis and 3,572 crore of debt on a consolidated basis. Is it right?
3,035, not 3,500. So,
okay.
In fact, last year when I was making comment on this net debt, I said that by end of March 23, our target is to reduce the net debt by 2,000 crores, I mean to 2,000 crores. But I think now we have already achieved this.
Yes, sir. And it will further go down as we end the year.
Of course, it should.
Understood, sir. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. And all the very best.
Thank you, Ash.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rajesh from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my call. And once again, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, sir, I had a couple of questions. You give the market share data for coated paper and packaging board in slide number 5, and you mentioned the packaging board market share is 19%. So this, I understand, you're talking about just the VSB market, right, which is about a million tons. So you're talking about...
Rajesh, can you repeat that? What the market share you are talking about? Packaging board.
I'm given some market share data on packaging board, 19%. So you're referring to the virgin fiber board market only, right here?
Yes, yes. Virgin fiber board.
Virgin only.
That is the only board we are making, Rajesh.
Right. So my next question is, sir, you're addressing a million ton market where other people are also expanding now from what we hear. So this opportunity size will actually go away in a couple of years. So over a longer term basis, Have you identified any other market segment where you would like to make an investment? Because writing and printing paper or say craft paper is something you would not like to enter at this stage, which leaves the large part of the market not accessible for you. So any other segment area over a 5-year time frame we have identified in terms of future growth? That is my first question.
See, your question is right. In fact, that is the reason we have already entered into the business of corrugation and through our subsidiary, wholly owned subsidiary. And the first plant is being put up in Ludhiana. And in this year, fiscal year itself, we will start production there. So this is the new business we are entering. And when we are entering, that is just one first plant. And once we learn this stage, and then we expand. So our major investment is going to be either the corrugation or the packaging board. When the market further grows, we will see how do we increase our board production, and we'll see if we need to put up one more machine. So we'll decide in a due course of time.
And could you give us some color of the corrugated market in terms of the margin profile? Will it be margin dilutive in terms of currently where we are?
See, that's a different business, but it's is not a very capital intensive business. So, and it's a very, very growing business. So we need to enter into this business because ultimately, unless we participate in the growth, means what will we do? Tomorrow you are going to ask the same question to me. Sir, why are you stagnating? So ultimately, we need to be partnering the growth story, and the corrugation is growing pretty well.
Right. So low capex and high ROC, is that a right assumption to make for the corrugated business? Though it may be a bit of much low.
This is what I am saying, that we have just entered into it. We need to learn this trade. We need to, the further sharpen our understanding, because at this point of time it's very difficult to say that it will be high capital employ, the high ROC business, or whether it is a low capital business. It will depend. Let's first operate the first plant, learn from this, and then we'll see the other plants. How do we reduce the capex? How do we improve our profitability? So that will depend on our learning from the first plant.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So my second question is, on the rated capacity, we have seen historically also the JK Paper, the old plants, particularly Orissa, etc., has gone up to 106, 107, 109% utilization. So is it conceivable that on our 761, we can actually practically do up to 8 lakh tons or somewhere around there? I don't want an exact figure. I just want the direction in terms of where we can go.
So of course, our aspiration is to do 8 lakh ton next year. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Danish Mistry from Investor First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Actually, one of my questions was answered by you through the previous caller's question. But I had one more question, sir, which is on the NSR, which is there. Number one is that if you can explain to us a little bit how is this pricing decided? Is it versus import parity or something like that? And second, up to what level do you think we can continue to take it up? Are we facing any pushback from the customers or the industry as of now, sir? Basically in pharma and food and all of that. Thank you, sir.
See, the pricing decision is always based on the many parameters. It is not just one that, we make it at par with the imported product. No, as I said, that right now the cost, landed cost of imported product may be higher, but we are not keeping our price that way. So the prices are decided based on the demand supply scenario, affordability, and also our needs. So, and suddenly customer would always resist for any higher price increase or any higher price. You and me, we will also resist for any product we are buying in the market. So resistance is one, because anybody would like to purchase at the cheapest level and would like to sell at the highest level, because this is what it happens.
Correct.
So we always keep our price moderate, keeping in mind the input cost, keeping in mind our own desirability of the profit margin, and also the imported the material cost or prices in the global market. So all these factors are kept in mind, and that is why we keep our price like this. And as I said earlier also in a different question, I don't find any reason for further any sizable price correction, because at this level it gives a decent margin, decent ROC. So I mean, why should we increase the price even if the global prices move up, unless there is a further cost push?
Got it, sir. Sir, and just one more question from my end, sir. This was very helpful. Sir, in terms of in the industry, are we seeing any new capacity addition coming up, sir, in the next few years, next 2-3 years or so?
See, the industry capacity addition will go on when there is a robust demand, but there is no major capacity announcement right now in the public domain.
Okay.
So we can only keep a track of the capacity announcement available in the public domain. So at this point of time, we don't find any major capacity announcement by any major player. But in the country, there are many, many small players, and they keep doing something which may not be in the public domain.
Got it, sir. But that would not be a major part of the overall industry then. You think the small players...
If the smaller player collectively do many things, I mean, it can become a sizable, but they are not in the public domain. But any major paper company, those who are part of the IPMAP association, there are 17-18 companies, major companies are part of this association, and I find no major capex by any of them.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir, and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
The last question.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers. So my first question is on the cost item, right? If I look at it on a per ton basis for FY22, there are certain line of items which are short of significantly, say employee cost per ton or other expenses per ton and power and fuel per ton. So going forward in 23, probably do we see any certain line of items where we can see a pull off in terms of sales per ton?
No, that in terms of that tonnage, that some item like power, fuel, and other expenditure may be higher because we have taken a shot in this quarter, as well as that some expenses relating to that our export that is appearing that other expenditure. So companies conscious wherever that the reduction is possible, we are taking our efforts to do it. But it is in the same line of that where that either volume growth or product mix, that where that it is to be incurred.
Okay.
Because of that, also that coal prices, that some impact is there, and also that raw material, chemical prices. So that impact is appearing in other line item also. Thank you.
So even in employee cost per tonnage wise, if I look at it, historically it has been below 6,000 rupees, or rather I would say FY19 was, you know, a peak of cycle was at around 5,000 rupees per ton, but now is up by almost up to almost 6,400 rupees per ton. So how do we see that line of item basically for next 2 years?
No, you are comparing on a consolidated basis or a standalone basis?
I'm comparing on a standalone basis.
No, no, you have to compare with a consolidated basis. Then you will get a right picture, because that whatever that sales volume of the Sirpur, that also getting it happen from JK Paper as well. So, and also that whatever that employee cost because of that new packaging board line has come. So you have to take it on a consolidated basis, then you will get a right picture. In terms of the percentage, if you see that, yes, that it has been there is a reduction. If you see that compared to the previous corresponding quarter, there is a reduction from 10.5 to 6.5%. So there is no reason that in absolute number it will go up. But if you compare that with June quarter, that because of that COVID situation or that, so that all these factors also you have to build up while calculating your percent.
Sure, got it. Got it, sir. And my second question is on the our NSR growth. If I look at it for the first quarter of 23 vis-a-vis FY22, it's up by almost 15-odd%. And plus, if I look at our volume run rate, it looks like we probably can end it this year at around 750,000 tons. Would that assumption be right? Like if we assume, say, sales realization growth of 15% for this year vis-a-vis last year and plus the volume at around, say, 750,000 tons, basically, for FY23.
Volume growth, already we have declared our capacity with overall consolidated 7.6 lakh tons. So currently, as Saran mentioned, that we are running our plant at a full capacity. The volume should be around to that level. And price realization growth, as of now, we can't give you that guidance in the same quarter that growth will continue. This is the market factor which that in the current quarter that has been reflected.
Okay, okay. And so last question, has there been any price correction in the brown paper, kraft paper?
Because we are not in the brown paper, so we don't want to give any comment on this, and it will be unfair on our part to tell you, I mean, the pricing of the brown paper.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, and everybody showing keen interest, and hope that we have clarified all the questions and the explanation, whatever you wanted.
Thank you, Archana ji, and thank you all for participating in the call. And we will be certainly interacting with you in wherever we get that opportunity. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IDBI Capital Markets and Services, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.